supplies, so keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Listening to the WLAW Sports Network as the first half has wrapped up, and actually we're on to the second half already. Leading scorer for Lakers, that'd be Travis Deering with 8 points off of two trays and a basket. And leading scorer for Marlette would be Charles McClatchy with 8 points. Unlikely pair there, but John Mooney, let's take you through that first half.
Well, as far as shooting is concerned, it seems like a close ball game. 11 for 34 for 32% for the Red Raiders. 8 for 23 for 34% for the Lakers. But where it's happening is at the three-point land. Lakers are making 3 out of 12, but the Red Raiders was 1 out of 9, and that's why we got a closer ball game.
Lakers gets the first possession to start this second half. Brennan Wisner, left wing, feeds it into the high post. Seth Bowles streaking, turns, and jump shot is good. Seth Bowles with 6, and Lakers down by 4, 30-26. Into the left corner is Marlette, Ethan McKinney, who has a technical foul early in this ball game. Quady at the top of the key. Over to the high post, down to the low post. Isaac Dale goes to work, and this one's good from the right side. Isaac Dale with 6 puts it back out to 6-4 Marlette. Marlette leading in rebounding as well, 19-13. Brennan Wisner over to Seth Bowles, right wing. Back up to Wisner, top of the key. Down to the free throw line, working his way into the lane. Kicks it out to Braden Smith for 3. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Bryce George. In transition for 3, Ethan McKinney. This one's good.
I got a feeling that Ethan McKinney is up for a good quarter, maybe an entire second half.
That's his second 3 of the night. First one coming in the first quarter. Lead by 9. Pressure coming from Marlette. Travis Deering's in trouble. And we have a timeout called by Ron Swarsendriver. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Marlette 35, Lakers 26.
Treat your Valentine to an evening out she'll never forget. A fantastic dinner accompanied by live music and the best cheesecake in the county. We can think of no better way to celebrate Valentine's Day this year. Century Oaks Golf Club Restaurant of Elkton will host this memorable Valentine's party Saturday evening, February 11th. Enjoy your choice of a prime rib, perch, chicken, or shrimp dinner served right to your table. To assure a perfect dining experience, reservations are strongly recommended. Call 989-375-4419 for more information and to make reservations. That's 989-375-4419. Don't be disappointed. Call right away, 375-4419.
Back at the ranch, Lakers inbounds it after a 30-second timeout, and Brennan Wisner is calling for the 5-second violation, not advancing to the basket after 5. First turnover of the second half for Lakers, that's their 9th of the game. Marlette with only 2, both coming in the second quarter. Ethan McKinney, left wing, being guarded by Drew Scholler, picks up his dribble in between the corner. Over to the right wing, and it's stolen by Travis Deering. Here come the Lakers. Deering goes into the lane, a little off balance, and he goes to the line for 2 shots as he draws the foul. This will go against number 5, Barrett George.
George
is second, and Marlette's first in the second half. At the free throw line, shooting 2, Travis Deering has not attempted a free throw tonight. First one is good. 9 points for Travis Deering, leading scorer for the Lakers, as he cuts the deficit down to 8 points. John, we were saying in the commercial, discipline from the Lakers so far.
Oh, it's looking really good. You know, the coaching of Ron Swartzendruber is very evident on what's happening on the floor. Win or lose, this is a much, much different program.
Second free throw is good from Deering, but on the return, Ethan McKinney takes it coast to coast and puts up the finger roll for two. He has 8 points now, five in this third quarter. 37-28, Marlette by nine as Lakers breaks the press over to Seth Bowles. Right wing pulls up for three as they leave him alone. This one's off the backboard. And Braden Smith goes for the rebound, and he had a red jersey go over top of him. And that'd be Barrett George's third foul, Marlette's second of the half. So it'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. And we have substitution Charles McClatchy will replace Barrett George. McClatchy, the leading scorer for Marlette with 8 points, three in the first, five in the second.
McClatchy is a luxury for a coach.
Into the corner, Brennan Wisner. After the inbound, up to Travis Deering to Smith in the right corner. One dribble, skip pass the left wing to Scholler. Getting that zone defense, adjusting back and forth. Smith down the baseline, kicks it out to Scholler, getting left wing. Surveying the prairie. One dribble, feeds it to Wisner. High to low post to Seth Bowles, in for 2 points.
Good patience on that exchange.
Exactly what I was going to say. 8 points for Seth Bowles. 30-37, Marlette leading by 7 points. Lakers hanging tough with perhaps the best team in the Greater Thumb Conference. Top of the key, McKinney to left wing to Kuwaiti. Down to Isaac Dale, left corner. Skip pass to Ethan McKinney, right wing for three. This one's good. Ethan McKinney heating up from the three. That's his third, as he has 8 points in this quarter alone for 11 on the night. 10-point lead now for Marlette, 40-30 on the back of Ethan McKinney. Braden Smith goes down to the lane to the left block, and this one's blocked. And here comes McKinney in transition. Over to Kuwaiti, left block, jump shot, no good. Rebound, McClatchy, this one's up, no good. Rebound put in by the freshman, Bryce George, for 2 points. He has 9, and it's a timeout called by Marlette, leading by 12 points, 42-30, with 4:36 left in the third quarter. You're listening to the WLNW Sports Network. Full timeout from Marlette.
Yes, I know I'm running late, but I will be there. The dog got out. I had to chase him. He had to chase the squirrel. I had to chase the garbage man down the street. Just let me finish shaving. I will be there. Oh, really?
There's something happening in our fast-paced lives that just isn't right. We as consumers are becoming so rushed, we are getting excuses instead of service. It almost seems normal. Thumb Cellular is different, providing residents throughout the Thumb area local cellular service you can depend on with a confident commitment to your concerns. That's why there's always a local Thumb Cellular representative available to assist you.
Thanks for calling Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. How can I help you today?
I am really, really running late. I just got time for two words. Cell phone, toilet.
Don't worry, Mr. Rogers. Not a problem. Could you tell me how long the phone was?
We hope this never happens to you. But if it does, remember Thumb Cellular's one-on-one personal service. And don't flush. Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Marlette leading by 12 points, 42-30.
I don't know what happened at halftime, but it looks like Coach Storm or the coaching staff really got into Ethan McKinney's suggestion box, because he's been playing like a man possessed right now. Lakers, he's got the ball right now, just passed it off to Sean Kuwaiti.
Lakers on the inbound, come out of that timeout, turns it over. Marlette on offense, right side of your radio, leading by 12. Top of the key for three, Ethan McKinney, it's good. His third three in the third, four on the night, puts Marlette out by 15, 45-30. It was 30-24 at the half. That was just 4 minutes ago. We're halfway through the third quarter. Brennan Wisner at the top of the key being guarded by Bryce George. Breaks free from him at the high post, kicks it over to Travis Deering. Loose handle on it, works his way down to the right post, can't get it to fall, rebound to Isaac Dale. Here come the Red Raiders. Ethan McKinney left wing, hot hand for him. Bryce George thought about taking the three, knows better though, and feeds it over to Kuwaiti. Gets a screen from McKinney, top of the key. Kuwaiti wide open for the free throw line, jump shot is good. Marlette starting to fire from all cylinders. He has six, and it's a 17-point lead for Marlette suddenly.
All of a sudden, they're just pulling away, and the Lakers don't have an answer right now.
Lakers cut down the deficit to 4 points at one point in the third quarter. Now to 17. Seth Bowles gets the give and go from the left side of the hoop, goes up for the shot. He is fouled by Isaac Dale. He goes to the free throw line.